I did good. I waited all the way to the fade. What up, everybody? This is the Lachey Show. Today is May 15th, 2016, Sunday. And what up? Know what I had for breakfast this morning? Boston cream donut and a coffee light and sweet. All day. What up, everybody? As you can see, I'm rocking Dolo on the mic today. But I still got my little She Nut gallery in the background. We got KC on the camera, of course. Welcome back, KC.
Thank you.
I missed you.
Too.
I missed you last week. How was your Mother's Day?
It was wonderful.
There was some little technical difficulties last week, and people was hitting me like crazy because they couldn't see me. What happened? All I'm going to say is you was missed. We also got another person in the She Nut Gallery for the first time today. We got Tanisha in the house. What up, Tanisha?
Hey, what's going on?
We like you to come in and join on our topics sometimes because, you know, you usually have something to say.
Usually, always
have something to say. But what's been going on, y'all? How was your week?
Pretty good, you know. We had the birthday party yesterday.
All right. Happy birthday to Kyle in the house.
Right.
Happy birthday, Kyle. What about you, Casey? Uneventful? Yeah?
Just work. You just want to
get right out of anything that I have directed towards you.
Just work.
That's it?
Just work.
Mm. You had to bust some shots this week or no?
No. Been a lot busted.
Oh, yeah? Mm. How's dating life, ladies? Yeah, anybody want to volunteer? What's going on in their dating life lately? Dang, it's quiet in here.
I'm gonna throw the hat.
Wait, why you just quick to get it up off for you, though?
We're not talking about me? I thought we were talking about you.
Well, we was actually having a conversation.
I don't have a dating life.
Yeah, that's a problem. We were actually having a conversation before we went on air about this Tinder app. And Tanisha is currently single, and we were trying to let her know that Tinder is actually all right. We all know that Danny found his love interest on Tinder. They've been rocking for a couple of years strong. I think, Kim, you dabbled in Tinder at some point.
It's okay.
It's not like, you know, you don't get the feeling like mad creeps is just lurking on Tinder. I mean, from what I hear, they talking about you don't have to write this whole long bio or whatever, and you just swipe to the left if you think the person look attractive and create a little dialogue with the texting or whatever. And I just wanted to know, Tanisha, why you never engaged in Tinder? Like, what's the problem? You thinking that everybody is out here catfishing or what?
I'm just listening to what you guys were saying, and it really depends on what you're looking for. If you just swipe and you're just looking at pictures and they don't have to
write you gotta have initial.
Well, also, I'm also attracted to intelligence, so that bothers me if I can't see someone's writing.
It's baby steps.
That's not competition.
I'm just not, like we said before, I'm not to that point yet. It's not that dire for me.
So you think that for you to get on Tinder, that's the dire situation?
For me personally, some people, like, everybody has their thing. Some people, like, they love being in a relationship, you know, they feel complete in a relationship. So yes, for them, they're gonna go out and actively pursue that. Not to say that I don't like being in a relationship, but some of the things that I see other people tolerating just to have that title,
I'm not willing.
I feel like if I met a person,
okay,
if I met them and we started vibing and, you know, it went to the next level, that's something different. But I'm just not that deep for lack of better words. Like, I'm not that pressed. Not yet.
It's time to do you.
It is.
Rick, by the way, since you have a nice voice.
Uh-oh!
Rick is married, right?
Yeah. Tell Ricky to slow his ass down.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Apocalypse wants to see you.
Oh, you might be right now.
Hi, Rick. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Not today. You know, I just came in from a basketball practice.
Here we go. But anyway, let's talk about a couple of topics that's going on in America today. Something that had caught my eye was that I noticed that there's a lot of lawsuits popping off going on in America. I wish I had some type of lawsuit going on. But first thing was with Joan Rivers, her daughter. You hear about that, y'all?
I did a while ago.
That Melissa Rivers had settled a malpractice lawsuit against Yorkville Endoscopy Clinic, where her mother slipped into a coma and then eventually died on September 4th, 2014, as well as an unauthorized doctor who was in the surgery room at the time of her mother's fatal throat procedure. Joan Rivers was 81 years old, very sad. The medical examiner determined that the comedian had stopped breathing during the procedure and had suffered fatal brain damage resulting from lack of oxygen. We don't know the exact amount of the lawsuit, but we do know that it is at least $10 million. This settlement came about very quickly, so fast that they didn't even reach a disposition. So you know what that means. That means that they knew they fucked up.
Yeah.
And we don't even have to take it to that point.
Right.
Melissa says that she hopes that this final settlement will help improve the quality of outpatient surgery clinics.
You know what else I think? I would settle fast as well, because they probably don't want people to enter into criminal. Mm. You know what I mean? So just pay them and pray.
They have, malpractice insurance for that anyway. So, I mean, but you know what?
I was gonna say the reputation. You just
want to
get it done with
settlement. Oh, right. But what the hell was the other doctor doing in there? Remember they were saying how there was supposed to be a doctor in a surgery room? Taking selfies, yo. First of all, that's disrespectful. You're not supposed to be in there and you taking a selfie with somebody that's in a coma? That was real disrespectful, but good for Melissa with that. Good for Melissa. I mean, of course she's not getting her mother back, but you know, hopefully that this will teach a lesson and people will be more on point with these outpatient procedures. What's going on with all of these lawsuits? People was lawsuit happy. I hear about Safari and Nicki Minaj. Exactly. So this breakup is not turning out real sweet, as I see. Just so y'all know, you know, Safari, what's his name? SB. What's his name? Scabby or something like that? Mm-hmm. Is that what his name is?
Scabbeezy.
Thank you.
Wait, don't quote me.
But, so Nicki and Safari have been together for 12 years. They've been split for 2 years. Safari, S.B. Samuels, so I guess is his real name. Safari filed a lawsuit on May 9th against Nicki for physical and emotional damages.
It's hard to see her move on with somebody in the...
But the physical, guy. Though?
But isn't he dating Nicki from the Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah. Nicki baby?
Yeah. So he should be fine. He seems fine.
But he's not fine because he got this lawsuit popping off. He feels some way. And then he files the lawsuit like 2 days before, 2 days after Meek's birthday. Because he see Nicki on the gram, you know, celebrating her man. And then he was like, you know what that is? That's, niggas don't like to see when you happy and when you winning. Now, I will say this though. If he's suing her for royalties or something that he said he contributed with as far as writing is concerned, then I can see. But isn't he being compensated for that? Because he's on executive producer, right? For the first two albums.
But that's not enough. They can just go and he wants some money to bandage them.
Right. He hasn't been able to get over it. So now he needs, you know, psychiatric treatment.
But you know what I don't like? I'm going to tell you the truth. What just personally bothered me was the physical. What was he trying to say? Nikki beat him up?
That's what I don't understand, the physical part.
Maybe he's like physically ill sometimes.
No. Meaning that one day Nikki popped off on him.
You think that's what he's saying?
Like, what's also what's the pop? You, I don't know. That's kind of like, coming off bitch to me a little bit with the physical. Emotional? All right, I get that. You just throwing that on there because that's going to probably get you another million. But, what you feel about that? Like, that don't sound right. Anyway, so Nikki says that she finds it very shocking that she's being sued after being in a 12-year relationship. She actually even went on a little Twitter rant. Did y'all see what she was saying on Twitter? She said, 2 years later, this man is claiming that he has been emotionally and physically abused. LOL, he is so miserable. She also said, my man asked him to stop emailing me, and I also asked him several times. This man cannot move on. It's really sad, and I have the emails to prove it. She also said, I caught him stealing money and never prosecuted him. Now I'm doing it. Enough. Nikki, you know what? As you should. You should have been did that. Because all of this is a bitch ass move because you tight, because she moved on and she happy. And she probably, you know, I mean, well, ain't no probably. We know that she's a millionaire and she's living lavishly. But he feels some way about it. But like you said, Tanisha, he's out here now supposed to be dating with, what's her name? Nikki Baby. And he also is supposed
Plastic
to be
Baby. On hip hop.
Plastic Baby.
Yeah.
And he also supposed to be on the new season of Love and Hip Hop in Hollywood. So
she's gonna get some coins.
So maybe this is helping his storyline. Cause what do he have? Like, what else is he gonna go with? The storyline would be popping if they could pass it off to what Nikki is feeling about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything that's going on. But I guess they both is trying to rebound each other. Nikki is rebounding from that producer, Molly Ma. I ain't gonna say Molly Ma because we know the legend Molly Ma. We talking about Molly Ma. And he's rebounding off of Nikki. It sounds like nonsense. It sounds like a real lame storyline. But I will tell you this. I'll be watching it, though.
Me too.
You know who else is getting... suing realm is Nick Cannon. This kind of surprised me a little bit, y'all.
I didn't hear about this one.
First of all, let me ask you this. Why is Nick Cannon suing Mariah Carey? First of all, I think it's kind of like the same situation. It's the situation of the one with the lease is acting like a beast. They coming for you.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Spicy, aka Net, said that he was on K. Michelle's show trying to kick it to her.
Who? In the cannon?
Safari in the cannon? Who's
I did see that. I see that. I don't know. I think it's a lot of this acting going on. Like, do we really think that K. Michelle was kicking it with Safari? Like,
But do you like K. Michelle? I think K. Michelle's kind of.
I ain't really feeling Kay Michelle like that. I ain't feel she had like that one song that was popping off when she very, I can't even remember it right now, but I ain't gonna front. I like that one song that she had, but just her going
messy.
On.
I like her music, but she's messy.
I don't know if I can say that I like her music after that first joint. Ain't nothing
Which
really been impressing
can't
me.
Raise a man? Is that the one that was good?
She had, I can't really think of that one song that she had that popular sample to. But nah, she not one of my favorite entertainers. But anyway, Nick Cannon, what he's doing is he's holding up the divorce with Mariah and her billionaire husband. Now let me just say this. Nick Cannon is worth $50 million. This is by himself, okay? Let me just tell you what he got going on for himself. Okay, he got incredible entertainment. Okay, we heard about that. He supposedly manages Soulja Boy and Amber Rose. Yo, not for nothing, but let me shout out the Soulja Boy real quick for him getting that sample on that Beyonce Lemonade. What, you know what I'm talking about? What's that sample that he had? Y'all, help me out, y'all. Damn, that Soulja Boy, cause his name is actually on them credits on that one line that Beyonce keeps saying. But anyway, Soulja Boy getting checks for that one line.
What did she say? I ain't sorry, sorry, I ain't sorry.
Nah, okay. It's another. Kim, help me out here. This company is also responsible for television series Golden Globe winning Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Did you know Nick Cannon was affiliated with that?
No.
Okay. He did The Real Husbands of Hollywood. And it's in its fourth season. He also is the host from the 4 to 10 seasons of America Got Talent. That's paper. More money, more money. MTV's Wildin' Out. His net worth also includes being chief creative officer for Radio Shack. I didn't either. Oh, we got any Radio Shacks even popping left? Radio Shacks are diminishing. But anyway, he got that title. He also hosting a morning radio show in New York. Syndicated CBS Radio Music Countdown program. He's doing that. He got a stand-up comedy tour. And he even hosted a hot dog eating contest. So, why, and I ask why, is Nick holding up Mariah's wedding with the divorce? I mean, why does he want more money? Is it the same case with Safari as to you're not going to be happy until...
Exactly, that's what I think. I mean, he ran out and covered up that tattoo. Why
are
you worried about what
you want? I just don't... You're rich! Safari maybe is different because Safari ain't as rich as... But Safari got paper. Right or wrong?
Yeah, Rick said controlling.
Controlling? What is he controlling? Yo.
Her life at this point. I mean, he's controlling...
Do you... Mariah is worth $250 million. So, that little measly 50 ain't enough for Nick, huh? He wants some of that 250. And then, now that she's going into billionaire territory, what is he? He's just sickened. He can't watch it. It makes me feel like this is why I'm not for fans hooking up with artists. Once you start to entertain a fan and you get into a relationship with a fan, the level of respect, in my opinion, is never going to be equal. I just feel like no matter how many years y'all do, how many kids y'all have, no matter what you go through, the person is still going to be a fan.
Like your
laptop. Right. And it just makes me feel like with this new lawsuit that, like, ew, Nick. Like, I just don't like it.
I don't think they did, if I remember correctly. I feel like they didn't have one.
They obviously probably didn't if he coming with this.
I think he's doing this because he can, like Rick said. Just because I can.
I think somebody went in his ear and said, you want to sit up here and let Mariah go and live happily ever after with your kids and go with this billionaire and you not going to do nothing?
You think he's going to get anything out of it?
Probably.
I think he's just delaying the marriage.
Yeah, I do too. He should get anything.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting anything.
He's not losing.
No, he's not.
Well, I do think he's gonna get something actually.
They could have had like a behind the scenes.
She bought herself maybe to push money. Get out of my face and go.
Why is it so hard? And I just wanna know this from a woman's perspective. So hard for the person who has the least in a relationship to move on. Like, not for nothing, if we flip this on the other side and we say, let's say we were in a relationship with somebody who had $250 million and they go out or whatever, not for nothing, we would probably do a lawsuit too. Like,
I think that it has to do with, to me, deciding the fact that you're building. Did you contribute? Like, sometimes you just stay home like this and you made it possible for your husband, raise your other to go out, work.
Are you doing, are you aiming this at me right now?
I'm just saying.
No, it's sounding like you're using me as an example. All right, go ahead.
You took care of home. Because taking care of home is a job.
Correct.
You took care of home, you made it emotionally and I kept going good, and you went out and made all this money, no, you shouldn't walk away with nothing. But if you came in on this person already being a millionaire or billionaire, you should leave.
But with the situation with Nick, what did you lose?
Nothing.
Exactly. So
that's why I think it's just, it's like control.
It's spite.
Yeah, it is.
Something it's spite. Happened. You don't need the money.
Right. And you don't want to be with her anymore.
Right. What's right. the problem?
Didn't Halle Berry's ex do that to her too? Like he wanted all this money and child support. Yes.
But he don't have shit.
But it doesn't matter. He's saying it too. You're not gonna leave me.
Right. Right. High draw.
Right.
And you happy and
I'm
rich
eat too. Right.
Yeah. Shame on you, Nick. That's a little bitch move right there. I ain't feeling Nick right now. And I ain't feeling Safari right now.
Safari especially.
Safari is mad bitch.
It's whack.
Do you know who else is going through the divorce? I know that you heard this. Ozzy and Sharon.
No,
yeah.
I didn't.
No?
Oh, man, you've been
what's wrong with
this?
Him? He's on drugs again? He's
on no. Drugs.
What?
Sharon Osbourne is calling in divorce lawyers following claims that her husband, Ozzy, cheated on her.
Say word. With who?
The 63-year-old kicked the Black Sabbath rocker. Sorry, y'all. We don't have any Black Sabbath music because that's a little bit of noise to me. Rocker out of the house when she discovered the alleged affair with celebrity hairstylist Michelle Pugh.
Is that even possible, though? Look.
First of all... Okay, let me just say this. Are we gonna sit up here and act like nothing is wrong with Ozzy?
That's what I'm saying.
Are we gonna sit up here? First of all, in my opinion, I feel like Ozzy and Sharon ain't been together in ever.
Thank you.
They ain't been together. They don't live together. They don't sleep in the same bed. Amen. Why is this news to us? This is what I wanna know, okay? Right. Who... When you get a chance, I'd like to get you get a picture of this Michelle Pugh because who the fike is smashing Ozzy? Ew!
Nobody. He's not smashing. This cannot be a sexual relationship. Maybe he's giving her money. Maybe they're going out on dates. I don't even think Ozzy can get it up. It ain't that much Viagra.
Are we all on the same page that
I don't think he's smashing?
We do know that
I don't think he can.
Something is wrong with Ozzy. Agree? Ding, check. Hands something down. Is wrong with Ozzy?
Ding, ding.
Something ain't right. Okay. Are we gonna act like Sharon and Ozzy has not been together since freaking ever? Are we gonna act like that? Or are we gonna act like this surprise? No. Okay. Are we gonna act like we didn't see Ozzy on the stage in the past bite off a bat's head at a Black Sabbath concert? We're gonna just ignore these things. Nobody's never gonna say anything else about this that he... Okay.
Yeah, move on. Next.
I'm just saying, like, okay.
Sharon, this is, you know.
Are we gonna act like?
So Spicy said that she's mad that it's the hairstylist.
Why?
Because his hair looks terrible. Like, whose hair is he styling?
Wait, hold up. Yo, peep this though. You ever watch Ozzy when he walks and he be walking like he about to tip over like this?
Yeah.
Like we not gonna.
He can't walk.
He's a toddler.
What the hell is that? Like he on his tippy toes, like he look like he about to fall over,
like he's a toddler.
Dumb drugs.
If he is smashing up, he's the worst smash ever.
How you know?
He probably has to just lie there, and I mean, he can't even walk.
Sharon, listen, I'll put it to you like this. Do you know Ozzy's net worth? $220 million. Yo, where the applause button, yo?
Yeah.
Because Sharon, first of all, she's getting half. Right or wrong?
She's
getting
for a long time. She's seen him do drugs, everything.
She stayed with him when he bit the bat's head off. Okay? She damn well deserves to get $110 million of that money.
He can't even talk.
Yo. Congratulations to Sharon because I know that this has not been settled in any way, shape, or form, but we do know that Sharon's gonna get half of that money. Oh, yeah. I think she deserves it. Anytime a woman stays with a man who bit a bat's head off is entitled to $110 million.
She definitely deserves it. She deserves
75%. What else is going on? That's white people news. What else we got going on? How about Kelly and Michael, y'all?
Wait. Yeah. Okay.
What happened? You don't know what's going on with Kelly and Michael?
I read that she said she forgave him. Forgave him for what?
Okay. Let me just tell you what's going on. Kelly and Michael, in the words of Lynette, she watches them on TV, and I'll be watching your post, Lynette, and you said that Kelly and Michael are the biggest mofos, the phoniest mofos on the air. I agree. These two should, they need to get Oscars for their performances, because in case you didn't know, they absolutely despise each other.
I thought it was one-sided. I thought she hated him. Mm-mm. He doesn't like her either.
He was complaining the other day how, you know, I don't know if you, well, you probably don't watch because you're at work, but at some point in the morning, they had like a little preview on Good Morning America where Michael goes into her dressing room and he's like, gives her a hug. And this is all like before they actually go on the air, and everything is all honky dory and everything. Now, her dressing room is never open. The door is closed. The tension, you can cut the shit with a knife.
Be gone.
Yeah, right. They hate each other. And for the past couple of weeks since Michael has made the announcement that he's leaving, it's just been behind the scenes hate, in front of the camera love. That's pretty much what it's been. So you do know that Disney offered him a shitload of money to be on Good Morning America.
I know he's leaving for Good Morning America. Okay. I didn't know it was Disney. Is Disney their parent company?
Correct.
Okay. But I know he's leaving, and she had this temper tantrum and she didn't come to work for a week, right?
Well, look how he told
3 days to be exact.
Did he tell her?
Okay, see, that's the thing. So many people don't see anything wrong with what's going on here, but I'm gonna tell you right now, I do see something wrong. Okay, right now everybody loves and adores Michael. He's great to look at, you know. He's an NFL. I know you twisting your face because you
don't.
No. I know you don't like nothing but a penis. I'm just saying.
Do you agree with that?
I agree. Oh, I think he's a good looking man. I think I got a face twister behind the camera.
He's so phony that it comes through to me, and I just can't.
But what I don't like is the fact that he kept that hidden from Kelly. Now, they say that when they made him the offer, they asked him to keep it on the low. They asked him to keep it quiet. But I feel that he owed Kelly that. Why are you twisting your face? First of all, let's keep it funky. Kelly didn't have to give him that opportunity.
But she did.
But she did. There's a whole bunch of people that tried to get that position. And as great and as successful as Michael is, that helped his career tremendously. You know, it's a whole new audience.
A larger platform.
But it doesn't mean he's ungrateful. Just because he accepted the position with Good Morning America and he didn't tell Kelly, it doesn't mean that
That's not the word I'm using. I ain't using ungrateful.
What's the word I need.
Like, that's the word.
Wait a minute. So wait, he was supposed to stay with her?
He was supposed to tell her.
But what if they were like, if you tell her, then the deal is off the table?
Well, how about this?
They told him to keep it quiet.
Tanisha, let me say this. Why would you even accept that to say if I'm I gotta hold it from somebody who gave me life?
I'm a queen. And she's gonna do exactly what she did.
You shouldn't have never accepted an offer with those terms. First of all, if they wanted you, they was gonna get you regardless.
Well,
not for nothing. He's a very wealthy man already. Whatever they was offering him, that's only, you know, in addition to his fortune.
Well, we can't count his money.
I don't know. I'm just big on loyalty.
I mean, I'm big on loyalty as well, but if they already disliked each other.
I think that it was intensified after he did his little disloyal.
But it was there, right?
It was there.
So had they offered him this position maybe a year ago when he first started, before this bad blood between the two of them, you know, started to really grow and develop into this dislike, maybe at that point he would have said, hey, listen, they offered me this deal, I'm considering taking it. But when we don't know what she's done to him behind the scenes or what's transpired, maybe he's like, you know what,
But I don't really care what's been going on behind the scenes. What I want to know is what's going on in front of the scenes. And in front of the scenes, he was disloyal. I don't like that. I feel feel like whatever the situation is, I'm the type of person that, well, I'm just speaking for me right now, but if something is bothering me and something don't sit right with me, I need to speak on it. I'm not going to sit up here and I'm going to hold it inside and then come to the point where I explode beyond beneath because I'm holding in some shit because of how you might feel. I'd rather just get it out in the open and just keep it funky with everybody and be like, yo, check this out. You're going to be mad, but these dudes offer me a situation with, I owe you that. I don't have, because you didn't have to give me that opportunity. That's all I'm saying. So,
but we don't know. We don't know. I mean, I agree with you.
What you saying
hate,
that we don't know?
I hate disloyalty. My whole thing is, it could have been such a toxic environment for him. And he's like, I just want to get the hell
that's
out
right,
of here.
That's right. And then I don't care.
I don't care about you anymore. Like, that loyalty that you're talking about is when I still care about you. Is when I still, that their but friendship, you, but their friendship could have been.
So you're heartless.
Loyalty has.
That friendship, their relationship could have been destroyed to the point beyond repair. Like, he just wants out of there.
Tanisha.
I'm not even thinking about being loyal to you anymore.
So then you're not a loyal person.
But we don't know what she's done to him.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You sat next to somebody for four years. You sat next to somebody for four years and you don't feel that you owe them that?
No. Tanisha, I don't think it's loyalty. I think it's respect. I think that's a level of respect. Professional respect. He could have gone to her.
I agree with that.
But not be loyal to you. I could respect you.
That's true. You can.
Right?
You
can. So, but my whole thing is, I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know what happened. I know there are some people who are so toxic that you just want to get away from them.
That's, and I don't have no problem with that. And, but why you couldn't say that?
Maybe he said it. So, maybe he didn't say I
apparently he didn't, or she wouldn't have had a fit and not come to work.
Maybe he said, we don't know. Let's just say he said to her, as soon as I can, since they were so volatile behind the scenes, maybe he said, as soon as I can, I'm out of here. You don't have to worry about me anymore.
That ain't saying it.
All right. Okay, let me say this. Amy Fox said when the white voice was loyal to us, she was loyal.
Did she give him the position or did ABC give him the position?
No, no, no. She had to okay that. She had to okay that who she wanted to sit beside.
Oh, did she really?
Absolutely.
You know that for a fact?
I know that for a fact. She had power into picking that person.
Okay, let me tell you something. Let's just take this another step forward. Everyone's saying she did this for him. She didn't have to. She didn't. You know, I'll agree with that. However, she could have done it for herself too. He's very marketable. Like you said, he's good to look at. He's an ex-NFL player. Like, she wasn't being selfless when she said, I want Michael Strahan next to me as my co-host. Absolutely not. She knew she was going to benefit from that too, ratings and everything else. So I feel like we're giving her too much credit. Yes, she gave him an opportunity, but she didn't make him.
No, nobody ain't saying that. I ain't saying that she made him. All I'm saying is that whether the situation was good or bad, just all you got to do is just be like, yo, you know and I know shit ain't working out between us. See, we don't like each other. I'm working on another situation and I ain't going to be here
Maybe he wanted to hurt her. Nobody's.
And I don't think that's cool. That's all I'm saying.
That's not cool.
I don't think that's cool.
That was kind of grimy.
He made his little. You should have seen the last show.
Like Jeff Dave said, she wouldn't play in the jungle.
Good night, fool. You know what? But listen.
Like, why was she so mad? Did something happen that we don't know about?
What I'm saying is that the last show that they did, it was so hilarious to me because they came out holding hands.
Yeah.
They come out. He's about to, you know, every day when he sits, before he sits down, he pulls a chair out, you know, for her. Right. This time, she pulled the chair out for him. Yeah. He sat down. He made this long speech. He's like, listen, everybody, I know it's my last day. It's been an incredible 4 years. All of this, that, and the third. And he actually said in his speech, maybe one day I can come back and co-host. You know, I'm still a... Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
If she's
like,
there.
Let's end the phoniness right here, right now. Like, enough is enough. Listen, congratulations, Michael. I hope amazing things happen. Kelly ain't really that mad because she's still getting $13 million a year. You know, Kelly's making a sweet check over there. Kelly, I'm available. Just to let you know, if you want some brown up there and, you know, you look.
Bring her producer along.
Yo, make a phone call to the Kelly and Michael
plug
show.
Plug in all your Shay show at.
Yeah. Everybody who's out there supporting me, do me a favor and call Kelly and Michael and let them know that is an available co-host that's willing to take Michael's spot. I ain't as large as Michael, but I know that I could get it up for you.
You guys can make it happen.
Pause. So, What else is going on? We got there. We talked about Ozzy and Sharon, right? We talking about the bat biter, right? Kelly and Michael, Mariah and Nick, Nikki and Safari. Oh, this was a story that I felt was very interesting. Did you hear about Beyonce? Beyonce and did you hear about this, Tanisha?
Well, I don't know what it is yet. I only heard about, you know, the whole lemonade.
I'm talking about drama in San Diego, about the crane operator who joked about sabotaging her stage set.
Ooh,
no. He made a little jokey joke.
I didn't hear about it.
I know he got towed out.
Honey, what you don't do. Let me tell you, there's certain things in life that you don't do. You don't be disloyal to the person who fed you, Michael. That's what you don't do. you don't, there's several things, but one thing that particularly comes to mind is you don't come for B and the Beehive. Okay? Everybody should know that.
We'll get stoned.
Yes. Right. This is the things that you don't do.
Hard.
Okay, first of all, Austin Samora was setting up lights for B and posted an IG video of the action when somebody commented, "Badass." But make it so it collapses on her. That's what somebody commented.
Oh,
but make it so it collapses on her. Austin Zamora with his dumb ass replied, "I wish it would."
Ooh, he's fired.
Yes.
Just to let you know, he works for his family's crane company.
Okay,
so, and his mother Kelly says, the business, since this has happened, is getting all type of nasty phone calls and death threats, and she's pissed because the company has nothing to do with B's concert. Don't you think he should have thought about that before he made that comment? Kelly, that's the mother, says that Austin is an independent subcontractor, but she stays defending her son, saying,
"Why you look over here?"
Because I, you know, that's a defender of her son.
That's right.
All day, every day. Right, wrong,
you can do no wrong,
right, wrong, indifferent, whatever. Okay, he just said five little words. He didn't even mean. How you know what he meant?
And why is she?
And he grown. Austin since apologized to B, her family, and her fans. What we got to say about this, with this Austin dude? Besides the fact that
he's
a total fucking idiot. First of all, why you even playing like that? Why you even entertaining that you hope that she collapses, or I wish that it could, or I wish it would? Like, yeah. Why?
And you working on her set. Like,
why?
Isn't that like terroristic threats?
it just boils down to the fact as to why. What's so funny about that?
Yeah.
It's true. Why is your mommy defending you? He just said five little words that he didn't even mean. How does she know what he meant? Somebody answer that. What is my people saying out there? What is they saying? I think that this shit is bullshit. I think that he needs to be fired. And I think he needs to be punished. I don't even think that it should be left like that, because it was intent.
Let's put him in the cage.
It's intent.
Kill the bees and let him get stung.
Why are you even thinking about that? Why do you want to have willful evil thoughts about harming the queen? I wish Danny was here. Yeah. Yeah, come on, yo. How about that? You don't even have negative evil thoughts as far as the queen is concerned. So yeah, they came for him really bad, and I think that he deserved it. Speaking of artists, we was talking about Beyonce. Something else had come to rise to me, what was going on this week, and that's Lauryn Hill. Lauryn. Are we gonna just sit back Really? You doing the auntie call right now? Listen, Mary Auntie called. What we're gonna do is we're gonna play Mariah music on a Lauryn Hill topic. All right, I ain't had to do that. All right, no doubt. Lauryn Hill is in a lot of talks going on this week. Just to let you know, they say that Lauryn Hill's net worth. I'm always googling somebody's net worth because I'm nosy and I want to know what they say that they're worth. They say that her net worth is $2 million, and I believe that's a lie.
You think it's more or less?
Way less.
Okay.
When they say net worth, correct me, I'm thinking they're saying all of her music or whatever, or what she has the potential of making, or I don't think it means that you have $2 million in your pocket. Who?
In real, is that Nicole?
Leave who alone. Who, Auntie Cole? No, we'll stay on your ass forever.
We know you, Auntie Cole.
We stand on your ass forever. And first of all, why you ain't in church? Don't say nothing else that she comment on, okay? Back to Auntie. Look, she's taking over my brain.
Back to Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill does not have $2 million in her pocket.
Like liquid.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. All right.
It means like everything. Really.
So let me tell you about Lauryn. She been showing her ass and showing up late.
Not showing up at all.
And then she demands people to respect her set. That's what she do. She said, whoever don't like it, you can leave and you can get refunded. That's what she said in her last show. She said, security, you see this dude that's over here sitting in the front? He got some complaints. Do me a favor, escort him out and allow him to get his money back. Is Lauryn Hill in a situation where she need to be suggesting that people get their money back? You asking me? The answer is no. Okay? She performed at the House of Blues in Chicago. Start time was 10:30. She came out at 11:20. They said that the singing was horrendous. I'm just telling you what they said. Okay? She performed at an Atlanta last Friday. Where's Lynette at? I don't know if she heard about this. Showtime was at 8 o'clock. She hit the stage at 10:20. Just to let you know, how would you feel if somebody that you paid good money for, good tickets for, come out 2 hours late to an event? Like, I mean, that's not, since we're talking about respecting them, you know what I'm saying? That's disrespectful to me. She was booed. And the sound was cut 40 minutes into the show. There's no opening act. This is what I don't understand. Just throw an opening act out there. Why you don't have an opening act when you know that that's your reputation? Why? Because you don't want to pay nobody? They could have had a local come out and MC or whoever. Anybody would have had loved that slot to just come out. Somebody from the Dirty Backpack era. Come out and just start rapping or whatever. Just to kill some time. A DJ was even trying to play every Prince song that was ever freaking created to try to kill Tom, and she didn't even acknowledge the shit. A fan confronted her, and you know what she said? Good night. Did you know what she said as far as when he confronted her on her lateness? He was like, after the end of the show, she was like, you know, shaking people's hands and walking away, and he was like, yo, what happened? Why are you late? This, that, and the third. He had his opportunity to confront her. She was like, yo, first of all, it wasn't me. It was my driver. Like, she blamed everything on her driver. And he was like, it's not like you wasn't here. I live right across the street, and I heard you sound check at 4. You was here. Why are you coming on stage 2 hours late? And she got super defensive.
Well, Lynette said that years ago, she came 3 hours late.
Why is this okay? Like, why are we still
buying? Jersey loyalty, I can't say anything about Lauryn Hill. I am of the Fugees era. I watched them. They made such an impact on my life.
Absolutely.
I just can't. I'm going to talk about loyalty.
That's why she's taking advantage.
Because she has some loyal fans.
I agree with you guys. Like, what she's doing is not right. It's totally disrespectful. But that's all.
But it's the perfect case of somebody just constantly abusing you.
Right.
And you keep just accepting it and taking them back over and over again. Yeah. Why is this okay?
Well, first of all, I think too, we feel like Lauren has some sort of mental breakdown.
I don't give a fuck.
Well,
come
that,
on, time,
that
bitch.
Impacts her too.
And she's still collecting checks.
I don't care.
Well, she went to, didn't she go to federal prison for a little while? And then she had that whole thing with Wyclef. Lauren, just Lauren.
What the hell does that have to do with my killer tape? Come on, Tom. I understand. What is her mental issues or whatever? You got people that's paying good hard money to come out and see you. Beyonce is the biggest star that's out right now.
And her voice has
biggest star. Do you see Beyonce coming 2 hours late?
She has respect for her fans.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
This is coming out like Whitney Houston-ish. God rest her soul. But remember, she started to go, you know, and I love Whitney. But remember, she started her downward spiral, like her voice. So Lauren, I feel like she is somewhere in that.
So this is a pity party? That's what we have?
For me. For Lauren.
Look, you look all set.
I know.
Look at her.
I know. Lauren. I don't want to say anything bad about Lauren.
Lauren, you're dead ass wrong, Lauren.
I'm gonna, I love,
that's a part of loving.
I'm invoking loyalty.
Tanisha, this is a part of loving somebody. When you love somebody, you gotta let a nigga know when they wrong.
She's wrong.
You're wrong.
That's it. That's
respect. We got mad love and respect for you. Why you can't show love and respect for us? Why we gotta sit here and bake for 2 hours while you sit there and smoke your L or whatever you doing, drinking your carrot juice or whatever the hell you back there doing?
She said sorry.
I'll
leave alone.
Ew. One.
Sorry, don't fix everything.
No, sorry, my ass.
How many times she's sorry though?
Right.
Every city.
You had, listen. You got one successful album that came out 18 years ago.
How many Grammys does she want to
fight? How many Grammys she got? Okay, 18 years ago, and you doing this shit? I don't get it.
Love you, Lauren.
When will people start to actually not give a fuck?
Well, obviously, people do. You're one of them. Some
people don't.
Yeah, you know?
No, but I've been not gave a fuck before.
She has
a
following. She has a following.
I get it.
She does.
I get it, and I don't see anything wrong with that. I love when people go out and they support artists that ain't put out nothing in ever. I get it, and I respect it, because that's what makes the music industry what it is.
So,
all I'm saying is mutual respect.
But the answer to your question is people may never get it, or they may never let it affect them to the point that they're just like that more.
I don't think that that's what I want them to tell
me. They still thinking about her.
They still thinking about Killing Me Softly and how that was the shit. Mm-hmm. Listen.
She doesn't even sound like that anymore.
No, she doesn't.
Listen.
What she sound like now?
I don't know. All I could tell you was what people were saying, that it sounds like a couple of hours of fuckery. That's what they're saying. Yo, I'm good on that. I mean, I just feel like Lauren, have a little bit of respect for your peoples. That's all. I mean, at this point in life, it's not like she could do a Janet and she could go and, you know, marry a billionaire. Not at six, with six kids. I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. And so basically, this is how you eat. So just have some respect for the people that's feeding you. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You still blessed at this point in time in your career. Like I said, that successful CD that we talking about, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, came out 18 years ago.
And she's young. She
will never have anything like this.
In comparison to that.
I agree.
You blessed to still be doing shows out here.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All I'm saying is that respect before it's a situation where it's off.
Yes.
Okay, Nina Simone.
She could have been banging Nina Simone.
Lauren.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she could have. With this whole singing aspect. And I agree with that.
That would have been awesome, but she probably should have.
Nah, she probably wanted $2 million for that.
I wanted her to be at Nas's concert. She wasn't there. He did their song, If I Ruled the World.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, where's Lauren?
She probably wanted to get paid. She probably wanted to get paid. She probably was like, I ain't doing nothing on the strength. I want to get checks forever. But you know, she claims that she doing it still for the love of it. And you know, in order to do that and still keep the love, receiving the love, you do got to show it. And so, you know, my message to Lauryn Hill is find that alarm clock on your iPhone.
Get the help that you need, Lauryn.
Get the help that you need and start being on time and show some love and respect. What else we got going on in topics? We dwindling down. So, only other thing that was kind of fresh in my mind that kind of stood out to me was this transgender bathroom situation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, brother. So there's this building in North Carolina called the HB2 building that forces people to use a bathroom based on their biological sex. How do we feel about this, which protects women and girls from sexual predators? Now, let's start off before we even get to the She Nut Gallery. I'm gonna tell you how I feel about it. First of all, why is this news to us? Transgender's been doing this shit already. They've been picking the bathroom that they wanted to go in way before we even made this a topic. So why do we care? Okay, that's number one. Number two, people say that according to your body part, you should go into the bathroom according to
that's
your...
That's what Lynette just said, actually.
Okay, but I will say this.
How will you know?
If you got a man with a penis that is totally looks exactly like a woman, I don't think he need to be in the men's bathroom. If you look like the gender, I feel that that's the bathroom that you need to go in. If you are somebody with a wig with an Adam's apple and you got a beard and a long curly weave, then you need to go in the men's bathroom. What would you do? You can't have somebody TSAs in every freaking bathroom in America to monitor this situation.
It's a sticky situation. I mean, you don't know.
What is the tremendous exhale for?
No, I mean,
like,
it's just like
Kim said, right now, if someone goes into a female restroom,
someone like who?
A transgender. Gendered person, okay, and they look like a man or whatever. No, wait, what happens? If you're coming into our restroom, then you're gonna look a woman.
Correct.
Okay. So if someone goes into, my argument is not valid.
Why do you say that?
Because what I was gonna say is, right now, the protection is that if a man walks into my restroom, then that's automatically a red flag. You're like, they don't belong here. But if it's a woman who just looks like a man, you know what I mean? But she has a vagina, she has a female body part, and she has to use our bathroom, you know.
Exactly,
and
that's
then
a good point.
The same thing that goes for the other way, thank you. The same thing with the, you know, if a man is all dressed up as a woman, like you said, I didn't think of it that way, he probably wouldn't be the safest in the men's room.
Correct.
You know, like, with the penis. So I guess the solution is whatever you look like, because I don't know what you're going to do once you get in that stall. I don't know if you're going to whip out a penis. It's not my business.
Correct.
So I guess if you look like a man, like.
But then, and then that also falls into the category as who are we to determine who looks like what?
But here's my thing.
Girls
why?
Dress like boys, and they're still going to the women's restroom.
This is my thing. Like Shay said initially, this has already resolved itself. Why do we need legislation? Like,
right.
Why is there a law?
Right.
Like, why do we have to deal with this? Like, right. People go to the bathroom however they go, whatever they do.
This is true.
Yeah, like,
they're doing it anyway.
Right. No, exactly.
Because, no, it's just one more thing to say we want equality or whatever. And I'm not against it, but it's just causing too much controversy. Like,
that's
just continue the way you've been going. There's been people who are, you know, like, what's that movie with
we don't need to be Arsenio told
Hall?
Everything.
Yeah.
People, Arsenio Hall?
The trans, yes, like whatever, the guys dressing up as women. It was a bunch of them. Oh. I think Arsenio Hall was one, wasn't the actor. I don't know. But this has been happening before any of us were ever even thought about, you know, on this earth.
That's what I feel. I don't agree with the fact that whatever you were born with, that's the bathroom that you need to go with. Because if I'm in the bathroom with my kid and I see a woman, well, I'm not going to say a woman or a man, or a person that appears to be a man, they could be a woman in the woman's bathroom, I don't think that person should be in there. I don't care if she got a vagina. Let however you look determine what bathroom you go into.
And we have stalls, so you, exactly. You can have privacy.
Right, so we don't really care about the
right.
Penis vagina thing.
Right, absolutely.
If you want to go around in America saying that you a woman and you got a penis and you look like a woman, you go in that damn woman's bathroom.
It's true. Okay? Close the door.
If you are, you look like a man, and all we know, for all we know, you got a vagina and you got a beard and an Adam's apple, you better take your ass to the men's room. And I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Listen, let people be people.
Do you look at the women sideways that dress like boys nowadays, with the haircuts low and saggy jeans looking?
This is no, true. I don't, because I don't give a fike. No. My how about you, Kim? Do you look at?
I don't care either.
Do you, you don't
I
care?
I don't look at them at all.
Why? Why don't look at them at all?
Because that's my thing.
Don't you have a liquor license? Isn't
not
that something?
Not interested.
Not interested? No. You don't like the butch type?
No.
No.
I thought the whole thing with being a lesbian was that you like girls. Like, why would you be attracted to a girl who looks like a man? That's my whole confusion, too. Like, well, if you like women, then you should like...
Maybe it's just the look. It's not, when you get into the bedroom, it might be something else. You don't feel like looking at
a
slong.
Oh, I never considered that.
You don't feel like looking at a slong when you pull that out. Girls, right, Kim?
Yeah, you have some suitors. People want to see what you look like.
Everybody knows, so a lot of people know who I am.
Well, some people don't.
Oh.
KC, why you try to get off the topic of the slong? Every time I start talking about penises, you try to divert, and I don't like that.
Stop
diverting, yo. It's all right. We could talk about it. So you know that, Kim.
Now what? I mean, like, what? Do you want to talk about vaginas?
Oh, we could.
Oh, okay.
We could talk about anything you want to.
No.
It seems like we could talk about vaginas all day long, but when we start talking about penises, people start to divert. Why is that, KC?
I don't know. Do you want to
talk about penises? Not today.
Do you want to talk about penises?
I don't care. I love penis. Let's talk about penises.
Can we get Tanisha a date out there? Anything?
Yo, Tanisha is young, available, single mother of one. Anybody who have interest, send your pictures in. We might surprise y'all next weekend. Throw her on camera.
Handle? Not the.
What's
not
your handle?
What? What tag?
Not
be a
Tinder.
Yo, do y'all want to, Tanisha, do you want to throw out your,
no.
Yeah, Instagram?
Absolutely not, no.
You know, okay. Yo, you might get, somebody might be trying to slide.
Chef Davis here, do you need a private chef?
Is that your brother?
Huh?
Is that David? Who's Chef Davis?
He's a chef. That's somebody I know.
All right, Dave.
Yo, it's some dudes out here that's trying to slide up in your DM. You don't want to just, you know.
It does not go down in the DM.
It don't?
I like seafood, Dave.
Oh. He said he likes seafood, too.
Oh, good Lord. This was fun.
Yo, so we winding down. I can't even get into another topic if I wanted to. But before we go, something that's very important and necessary that I need to talk about is that Fallen Season album is out.
Oh,
came out on Friday.
Okay.
Master Ace album, The Fallen Season, is out. You can get that in stores. You can order it. If you need the link, hit me up. I'll send you the link. Support real hip-hop music because, I mean, I'm not saying this because it's the baby daddy. I'm just saying this because it's a damn good album. And I'm on it, too. So, you know, y'all might want to check that out and support real hip-hop music.
One of the best lyricists to ever do it.
Oh, Tanisha! And I didn't even pay her for that! Was that sweet or what? Oh, I gotta make you some food for that. And I think that's pretty much covering everything. Don't forget, let me see, anything special popping off for next week, KC? Oh, yeah. We gonna have JF back, right?
Yes.
Everybody loves JF. Everybody loves JF, so.
We can't wait.
Make sure that y'all wear y'all Depends, because y'all might be peeing on yourself with JF.
We love JF.
Always making crazy jokes. And, you know, before we go, don't forget, you know, y'all can always keep supporting us on Lachey Show on Facebook, Lachey Show on Instagram, Lachey Show on Twitter. And anybody who missed this show today, you know that you can always catch the show on the following Tuesday at brooklynradio.com. And thanks, Tanisha, for coming through today.
Anytime.
Thanks for KC. Welcome back. And Auntie Cole, you know you ain't shit because you know you ain't in church. Love y'all.